This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That is the most Pierre Maguire answer ever. And congratulations on all Pierre Maguire success, former co-host of ours. He is now a part of the Penguins radio network.
Possessor of one of the hardest handshakes.
Yeah.
This side of
we
Jake Caulfield.
We did a live show with him, and I felt like he broke a phalange
of mine. Just a granite handshake.
Yeah.
Could have caved either of our faces in if he had decided to with one punch. Brisson, I'm going to try to say Brisson correctly. But
Just say it like a normal person who's not from Quebec. Thank you.
Any great Pierre answer has to start, and I say this complimentary. We love talking to Pierre. He gets right into the juniors and just gets down in there and starts digging.
He's talking
about a junior team none of us have ever heard of. Like, if Jesse Marshall, our guy, is listening, he's heard of him. He just got a big promotion in the hockey world. Congrats to Jesse. He's doing prospect scouting officially for Elite Prospects, so big shout out to our guy Jesse. I think we've both had him on before, separately and together.
And Donnie.
And Donnie's had him on, right? But I love a Pierre answer where he's going to take you down that rabbit hole, leading you through the junior career and all of it.
We also just got Cam Hayward's incentive deal. It was just published by Mike Florio, who's going to join us at 3:30. Aaron Rodgers is going to talk later on. So there's a ton happening today, midweek, before the Steelers open up their home schedule against Seattle on Sunday. But now people have been wise to and have seen these Sidney Crosby comments from his agent and some of the things Sid said at this media day event in Vegas about a trade to Montreal, that now when you put those two things together, make a Sidney Crosby trade seem as real as it's ever been. It's always been reckless speculation by the Paul Bissonettes of the world. And you'd have Rob Rossi and Josh Yowie and Mark Madden and us and other people say, shut up, that's never going to happen. Stop fear-mongering and trolling and rage-baiting Penguins fans. Sid's always said he wants to be up here forever. It's not going to happen. Stop photoshopping him in Avalanche sweaters and Maple Leaf sweaters and Canadian sweaters.
What's the old Nick Saban where he's like, I'm not answering, so stop asking.
There's not a booster with a blank check big enough, to quote Mike Tomlin.
Yes.
The agent says a trade is always a possibility. And you've got Maguire here, who now works for the Penguins. What timing? Saying, I know Brisson. The whole hockey world knows him. He's basically the Scott Boris of hockey.
He's been around forever. He grew the finances, as you heard, Pierre, to an extreme degree.
He's the Scott Boris of hockey, as far as agents go. And he would not say this unless it's legitimate and unless it's a real possibility. Here is my opinion on this, simply put, as a Penguins fan. I feel much differently about it when it comes from Sid's camp versus something that the Penguins considered or thought about as far as, is now the time to approach Sid about a trade because our team stinks, we're trying to tank, We want to reboot with Gavin McKenna. We want to give ourselves the best odds to get him.
Mm-hmm.
And we would prefer, meaning the Penguins, we would prefer to tear it all down, and that would include getting rid of one of the greatest hockey players of all time in the face of the franchise. I am against that. I don't want the team to be the one that thinks, like, for some hockey reasons, it's a good idea. But if he doesn't want to suck it up here and ride it out and wants to win more Stanley Cups and doesn't want to trust Dan Muse and Kyle Dubas's vision and wants to go join a team that's closer to winning, Chris, I have no quarrel with that whatsoever. I say go for it, man.
The player in this case has done more for the franchise and more for the fans of the team than I think realistically they could ever have done for him. He came back better than ever and has had this incredible sort of second career post-concussion even, where he's aged truly like a fine wine as a player. He's still one of, what, the 10 best in the league? Don't want to get hung up on this, but
yes, I think so.
10 best, 8 to 10 best players in the league.
His peers just voted him the best all-around player again this past season.
He really is, and Brisson says this in a Pierre LeBrun piece in The Athletic. He compares him over and over to Tom Brady. I'm with you in that it would have been much harder for me, if not impossible, to accept the team saying, we've just got to reload, we got to dump him in a trade and try to get better. He's earned the right to, if that's what he wants to do, to call his shot, in my opinion. Very few athletes get to that level, but I think he has. Okay, I think he is, in this sense, bigger than the organization.
And he's also entitled to change his mind.
Right. Exactly. If, like, he had a certain mindset based on an impression he had on the way things were going to go, and he doesn't get the sense things are going that way, he does get to change his mind.
And they're changing owners like people change underwear. We've got Trevor Hoffman's group or whatever the heck it's called. What's the guy's name? Jeff Hoffman?
Sure.
Coming in to buy the team?
Sure, from Chicago?
Yeah, sure. It's, as Tomlin would say, I'll quote him twice in the first segment. He should be happy that I'm not ripping him.
There'll be time.
It's a nameless gray face owner.
Right. It's not the guy who put him up in his house when he was 18 years old. It's not the guy with whom he had that great personal connection.
Even Fenway, where at least with Fenway, they can say, look, this is our first foray into hockey, but we've won World Series.
We're from a serious sports city. We're based in Boston. We care.
European soccer championships with this ownership group. It's a guy that owns the Florida Everblades, for crying out loud.
The what? ECHL, the Florida Everblades. I like that name. He also, I don't know, for me, you know, the Brisson stuff in this Pierre LeBrun piece, to say nothing of the Pierre Maguire quote there, he compares Sid to Tom Brady enough in this. He's quoted as saying he's like Tom Brady, he's still great at a late age. It just feels like laying the groundwork, because what happened to Tom Brady? Eventually had a falling out significant enough with the coach that he wanted to go elsewhere and show what he was worth.
Yeah.
Not that there's any kind of, like, interpersonal dynamic there. And then he went and won a Super Bowl. It felt to me like the agent putting real pressure on the organization. You either bleep or get off the pot building a team around him quickly to get him back to the playoffs. Because he also cited that. He said, Sidney Crosby should be in the playoffs every year.
Yeah. And guess what?
It felt like pressure being applied directly to Kyle Dubas. You better figure this out. You've got one more crack at it.
Well, but the GM is on record as saying the season ended, they stunk again, and he said, and I didn't fault him for this, I'm not going to build a team that just backdoors its way into the playoffs, and I'm not going to build a team that, like, is the 16th best team in the NHL, and then you just pray. I want to actually build a team a playoff fixture for years to come.
What should Kyle Dubas's loyalty be? Where should he be trying to, what master should he satisfy? The people who do cut the checks to him, the ownership group, or Sidney Crosby? That's a straight up legitimate, don't know how you're going to answer it question.
Well, when you don't know who ownership is going to be, it's easier to say Sid.
But ultimately somebody's going to be the owner of the team.
I know, but here's what happened. I thought all along Sid was somewhat on board with the plan. I mean, he signed an extension. I don't think he did it under false pretense, like he thought Kyle Dubas was going to make these big major free agent signings and blockbuster trades. I don't think he's that naive or aloof or in outer space. He's one of the smartest, most brilliant hockey players of all time. Mm-hmm. So I don't think he was born yesterday. I don't think he fell off a turnip truck with that. And then, what was the other point I was going to make?
The turnip truck really threw
it
me. I haven't heard that term in a while.
You made a face that kind of
couldn't believe.
Derailed what I was going to say next. But, like, so what I'm saying is...
The plan did not go maybe as planned.
I don't even... If Sid said, or his agent said to Dubas, if you can't right now in this offseason put a contending team on the ice, build one, my client wants out, I don't even think he could do that. I don't even think it's realistic. They don't have the assets to do that. They don't. Those players aren't available. They're not growing on trees right now. They're backed into this corner. The difference, though, between Sid and Tom Brady that I have to point out is this, Chris. If you have Tom Brady on your football team, I don't really care what anything else looks like. You have a shot.
Because of quarterback play and how outsized it's important is. And that's not the case in hockey, or else they'd have made the playoffs.
Bingo.
Yeah, I know.
So that's the thing here, and that's why... You know, I don't, again, fault Sid for wanting to cup chase on another team, because it's not as simple as, well, if I'm great, the rest of the team will be great here.
Well, there's one other part of this that I think, because of the way, again, the McGuire quote and then what actually is in the Pierre LeBrun story that Brisson is saying, there's one other thing that I find kind of interesting about it. They say that Sid should be in the playoffs every year. That's like what his agent sort of implied. And most of the talk is obviously about Sid's connection to Montreal, growing up a Canadiens fan. And Montreal made it into the playoffs, tied for the fewest points of any playoff team in the East last year. And the implication is they would be willing to give up a lot to get him just because of how much stroke he would have in that city and how much it would mean to people.
The article on this says, the report says they would move heaven and earth to
right.
get him.
Okay, so here's my point, though. You just made a very good comparison to Brady. It's not the same even in the NBA, where if you have a superstar, your team can be a bunch of bums and you're going to make the playoffs because of the nature of the beast.
Yeah.
If Montreal moved heaven and earth to get him...
What would Montreal be?
Right. At the end of the day, you've just gotten him to Montreal and probably gutted them, if Kyle Dubas is smart, to get it done.
They'd be a fringe playoff team with a better face of the franchise.
So do you actually, as his agent,
yeah,
is your goal to get him to a place where he's in the playoffs every year, or is specifically your goal to get him to Montreal where he would be showered with the kind of adulation like no one can even comprehend? Because I feel like there's two different things being implied
But he holds a lot of cards in that situation. If he wants to go play there, okay, he wants to go play for Montreal, it can absolutely be on his terms, and here's how. His no-movement clause. If the Canadiens, he's so smart.
So basically reject offers that would gut them and then
yes!
take an offer that wouldn't gut them.
Yes, hold absolutely.
But there would be, okay, if that ever got out, just humor me. If it ever got out that the return on him seemed a little light, and you kind of put two and two together, and some reporting creeping out that Sid kind of held up better deals for the Penguins,
yeah,
because he wanted to be on the playoffs, go to the playoffs for his new team,
yeah,
that would undercut some goodwill.
Yeah,
here.
I would agree with that. That would not reflect great on him. Donnie, you have a take on this?
Just about
the whole thing.
What if they would actually trade him?
No, yeah, just you saying
you
it
left
like
it very open.
Well, you saying it like that makes me think that you believe this is hogwash. Are you
how would you feel too about it as a guy who watched him in that?
That's more than anything else. What I'm trying to get
thing.
At this
yeah.
year.
You're 29 years old. You've
yeah. I mean, Sid's pretty much the only
your whole lifetime. He's
how
been,
would you
like,
feel about watching him play for another team? How would that make you feel?
I've said for a while that it should be completely up to him. Like, if he actually did want to pursue winning another championship or playing elsewhere, the amount of greatness he has given the Penguins on and off the ice, completely his prerogative.
Well, let me ask you a question then. Why should he want to stay here?
I mean, if he just wants to be, I mean, I don't want to use an Art Rooney term, but I mean, if he wants to be like a guy that just plays with
one CCM
yeah,
guy,
that's the best, that's probably the best one. He's comfortable here. He likes it here.
Yeah, well, what value does he put on that?
But Brisson didn't make it sound like that's something that he cherishes the most. He would prefer to win.
But that comes,
and that makes sense to me.
That's it has to come from the agent, though, if it's Sid's actual feelings as he'd prefer to win. Because if Sid says, you know what, that one helmet thing's overrated. Look at this team. They're buns, they're cheeks, other than me. Then I think it erodes some good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your Fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Will. Monty Dawson, you're listening to the best sports talk show in Pittsburgh, the PM team with Pony Moeller and Donnie Football. Here we go, Steelers.
We've been combined into Pony Moeller.
Thank you, Dirt. Listen to us, the PM team. Take Dermonti Dawson's advice. On demand, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Nice of Dermonti, who had some dental work done recently. Hope that's okay. Everything went all right there. What was it, root canal?
That is a deep, deep, deep cut right there.
Had it scheduled twice when we tried to have him on. Yeah.
So many teeth, so many canals. He's built more canals than Panama in there.
He did say best sports talk show in Pittsburgh. Pierre LeBrun is the guy that started this Sidney Crosby hysteria by interviewing his agent at the NHL kickoff event going on in Las Vegas. I thought it was a one-day thing. I didn't know it was ongoing today. I emailed Pierre to try to get him on to add some depth and context to what Sid's agent said. Here is the email I sent to him. Pierre, your conversation with Sid's agent has gone viral here in Pittsburgh. Do you like that start?
I love a good, it's gone viral. It lets him know, like, it's a little bit of flattery. Hey, you're getting big things done here, etc.
To put it mildly, people are freaking out. Hyperbole there, but, you know, I'm trying to stoke the flames. This fan base would love to hear from you today if you have a few minutes to talk. And this I thought would help. We do a show with former Penguin Tyler Kennedy. So there's a captive audience.
Okay.
I like that?
I think you always you're always good at these. You write tweets that make it seem like you are very distracted at best, but then you write very well thought out, comprehensive but brief professional emails. I thought that was all good.
If you have 5 to 10 minutes around 2:20 today, we'd love to get you on. And here's the closer I put in there. Go Cowboys. He's a diehard Dallas Cowboys fan.
Really?
He's done hits for TSN in Cowboys jerseys.
Yeah. How did that happen? They're not Canada's team. They're America's team. Why isn't he like a Toronto Argonauts fan?
Because they don't play in the NFL, Malzi. So I thought if I used that in, he would come on.
And?
I got a terse email back.
I mean, terse could be a lot of things.
He said, like, sorry, I'm knee-deep in player interviews.
That was it?
Yeah.
The sorry at the start, though, like...
He's not sorry, is he?
I think the sorry could be legitimate.
There's no reference to the fact that I put in there that he's a Cowboys fan. Like, no little... Didn't have even time
okay, let
to
me ask you this.
Indulge
let's,
that
Let's
point.
Do a little deciphering. If he had said, hey, sorry, man, comma, I'm just knee-deep in player interviews. Added a few words there. Would you feel like, oh, yeah, he might be knee-deep in player
He knows
interviews.
I'm in Pittsburgh. Maybe he said, and thanks for George Pickens, LOL, or something like that. He does that, then I feel much better about that whole
But you
exchange.
Just got, yeah. That's kind of like you trying to make small talk with Russell Wilson last year at that little event we were at, and Russ just
he went right into robot mode,
stiff-armed you, and went, you know, like somebody flipped the switch in his back, and
yes,
he went.
Yes, I remember playing in
wow,
that game.
Wow, I was in that game. Wow. I am going to talk to somebody else. You are not interesting.
He was like the robot maid from the Jetsons.
Now I will go over here. Arthur Smith and I have tape to crunch.
I don't think Matt Venzel, the Penguins insider from the Post-Gazette, will be coming on to talk about this because it appears I have made an enemy in Matt Venzel.
You've made a... Oh, really?
Yeah, an enemy for life, I would say.
How?
Yeah.
What the hell happened here?
I crossed him big time.
What did you do?
He took great offense to when we were on the air talking about the Penguins Hall of Fame voting, and I made a comment about how, in my opinion, he was probably less than...
Qualified compared to Yoey?
Not only Yoey, but it was like Bob Grove, Pompeiani, Paul Staggerwald, these people that had been around the Penguins for 50 bleeping years.
And he took offense and said, I'm as qualified as anyone.
He gave me his life biography and resume. And
wait, he actually reached out to you
to
talk trash?
Oh, yeah, he did.
Should I be offended that no one ever reaches out to talk trash
to
me?
No, because I was the person that made the comment. You didn't, so it would be...
I thought I just backed you up
you
on it.
You did,
though.
But like, why go after the person that just said you're right rather than the person who actually said it? Like, if I had been you in that situation and he reached out to me, I would say, why don't you take it up with Malzi? But
good
he
point.
Went after me and started talking about how, you know, I did not know he grew up here, and I apologized to him for that because I
thought he was like a Minneapolis
he
guy.
He did. He was covering the
Star
Vikings
Tribune.
And stuff. Yeah. So I...
Good paper up there.
That was a mistake on my part, which I apologized for. That part I did, but that didn't change my overall take that I thought it was strange that he was still a part of that committee and Yoey was not, but that did not, that didn't get me very far with him. So
Brian Garrett in the YouTube comments just thinks that your reputation is, quote, not stellar across the sports media landscape, perhaps explaining the Pierre LeBrun stiff arm. I disagree. I think national people are very respecting of your work.
We just had Armando Salguero on yesterday from Miami.
I think you can book almost anyone.
He said, quote, thank you for lubing me, I believe was the exact line, Donnie.
Donnie also was asked by the chat.
Thank you for lubing me.
Donnie was asked by the chat, speaking of which kind of, what kind of car he drives. And when he responded a Subaru Forester, man, the chat just exploded, Don.
In what respect?
I don't even know if I want to say any of the things that were said after it. There was
You're getting ripped for your Forester?
Hey, I mean, we got plenty of people who have car dealerships that have a deal with this radio station. Maybe they could help a brother out.
Oh, if I were...
I mean, the thing is a fine piece of machinery, though. I mean, it is a beast in the snow.
They never break down. And
so there's
wait, you're looking at me confused.
No, I'm not confused.
Pony used to drive
saying.
A big Subaru
yes,
SUV.
My wife has one now. I don't understand the anti-Subaru rhetoric that's being shared. I'm a big backer in Subaru, specifically at the power of Bowser, where I got all my Subarus.
I just think if there was an unconnected car dealer in town, I don't know how you could do any better than a salt of the earth guy like Donnie to rep.
Later on, we will have the fan versus the fans again. I believe this time we have a prize. Today, we'll play the game the way we test drove it, to use the car analogy, last week. Callers will call in when we give you your cue to call. You will pick one of us who you want to ask a sports trivia question to. If we get it right, you lose. If we get it wrong, you win. And we do, I believe, have something for that. So that's coming up later in the show. The fan versus the fans. Part two. Last time, Mulzy got it wrong and Donnie got it right.
There's a surprise. Maybe a fan will ask you what the 12 signs of the Zodiac
Donnie
are.
Claims if he had played the name game yesterday with the astrology signs, he would have been a force to be reckoned with. That's right in his wheelhouse. Astrology, your Pisces and Cancers and Leos and things of that nature. How did you get into astrology, Don?
I mean, I wouldn't say I'm into it. I just know the names of some of the signs. And there's only like a dozen of them.
I feel like a lot of people our age, Pony, maybe not Donnie's, because honestly, print media was already starting to wane. But I feel like if you're around 35 to 45 range, you read
should
the paper.
Know them?
Yeah, you saw it in the paper every day. If you went and did like the funnies or the jumbled words in the Post-Gazette, those horoscopes are right there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
There, man.
Fan Hotline's presented by the Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $2.50 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Announced today, Sunday in Pittsburgh, Channel 2, and Paramount Plus will have Colts and Broncos at 4:05. So they won't have a game that conflicts with Steelers-Seahawks, which is on another network. All right, let's get to TK here, Penguins analyst, Super Bowl champ, longtime Sidney Crosby teammate. What'd I say?
You said Super Bowl champ.
Oh, that would be funny. Caulfield played football and then turned himself into a hockey player.
I feel like hockey's, you know how you have like Dave Winfield was drafted in every league. Hockey, skating is such a specialized thing. I think that's just a different animal.
Remember Jalen Ramsey said if you gave him a year to train, he could become a good hockey player?
Yeah, I always thought that was bunk.
Total crap.
Like, I thought that was one of the worst overreaches by an athlete. Like, I would actually bet on more of a hockey player who was good at baseball in their youth, like Crosby hitting home runs. could train hard and try to become a baseball player. Still a long shot, but no football player is just learning to skate randomly and then playing.
Niger Morgan was a great hockey player.
Really?
Yeah.
I could body type wise, I could see it. He's got that like
Tom Glavine like, was too.
Glavine got drafted.
Yep.
In the NHL.
All right, let's get to TK here on the Sidney Crosby stuff. Sid, everyone's taking a I'm a mess here. I'm like Crowley.
You really are. You're
TK,
in tough shape here.
Everyone's taken aback by what Sid's agent said yesterday and then what Sid said at the players event in Vegas. What's your reaction to it all?
It's surprising, I guess. And you never really thought of Sidney Crosby ever wearing another jersey. And it would be such a disappointment for the whole fan base of Pittsburgh to see him in another jersey. But I could not fault Sid if he did want to go somewhere else. Like, he definitely doesn't want to end his career not making the playoffs 5 or 6 years in a row. Like, he has earned the right to try to win it again. And when you think of pressure, like, that puts, I think his agent's putting pressure on Kyle Dubas, like, hey, I know we're in a rebuild, but you better pick it up or we better start winning some games this year because nothing's off the table. I think it's like a little bit of a shot at Kyle Dubas, at the Penguins. Like, pick up your socks. You have one of the best players to ever live. He does not deserve to not make the playoffs. And again, I don't mind him saying that because I do think it will wake, you know, some of the Pittsburgh Penguins up, like, no, not making the playoffs is more than just a rebuild. We have the best player in the world. We need to make the playoffs, and especially with what he's built here.
Do you think that Sid might have said something to this effect in nicer terms to Kyle Dubas previously, and now this is like the next, I don't want to say escalation, but this is just another little step up. Hey, my agent's going to say all this stuff, by the way, and we're not going to sugarcoat it.
No, that's your agent to talk. Like, I really don't think Sid had anything to do with, like, Pat coming out and say this.
Hold on. You don't think he, like, gave Pat his blessing to say it? Like, Pat just went a little bit rogue and said it of his own volition here?
I think so. I think, yeah, 100%. I don't think Sid's going, hey, if we don't start winning, I want to get out of Pittsburgh. I think it's more like he's getting a feel on Sid, and I think Sid's like, no, I want to get back in the playoffs. I want to win. Like, Sid's built to win. He's done it his whole career, so I think he is kind of like in a weird spot. But do I think he told his agent to do that? Hell no. You know, Sid's got too much respect for the people in Pittsburgh to say that.
But Tyler, you've Kyle Dubas has telegraphed that it's a rebuild. I mean, everything he said when last season ended hinted at that. He said, I'm not just trying to build the team that makes the playoffs. I'm trying to build a contender. Then they went out and made no real substantial free agent moves. I know that Sidney Crosby's not naive, aloof, or stupid. Like, he's got to see that this team is not really trying to win this year.
Yeah, but Kyle Dubas also said he's not going to go right back down to the studs and rebuild right from the bottom either. He's the first guy, Kyle Dubas, the first guy to say, hey, we have Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, and Chris Letang. They deserve to be back in the playoffs. I've seen Kyle Dubas say that, and I think Sidney Crosby believes that. And now I think it's like, okay, you're saying this, Kyle, so now we got to start doing this. Now we got to start making playoffs. Because like you said, we didn't go right down inside. We didn't trade Raquel, we didn't trade Rust. We're not down to the studs. How do we get back in the playoffs? And I don't think Sid, I think Sid's realistic that he might not win a Stanley Cup again, but I think he's realistic that they need to get back in the playoffs. Like, boys, them not making the playoffs, this will be our fourth year in a row, like, that is not good enough, in my opinion, for the Pittsburgh Penguins. And I know they're in a little bit of a rebuild, this and that, but when you see the teams that break it down in the studs, that hope they get a first overall stud, it takes them 10 years to get out of that hole. When you look at the New York Islanders, you look at Chicago. Chicago's a nightmare right now. They're not going to make playoffs for another 3 or 4 years. So for everyone to say, oh, they're going to rebuild right from the studs, or they're really trying to, you know, completely rebuild a team, like that, I don't think that's the right plan for the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Here's something I just thought of while you were giving that answer. Everyone more or less agrees this is Evgeny Malkin's last year as a Pittsburgh Penguin. Everyone, I think, not everyone, but a lot of people think Chris Letang in the right circumstance would accept a trade still if there was somebody out there that wanted to trade for him. I could absolutely see this being a situation where Sidney's, you know, obviously he's back on the Penguins this year playing. Malkin's done after this year. He was so close with Malkin. Maybe he says if they have another bad year, one of my major tethers to Pittsburgh as a teammate is gone. The other guy might want to play elsewhere.
By the way, new ownership again.
New ownership comes in again. You could have like a confluence, a little convergence of circumstances that I think would really change it for him if the team on the ice doesn't deliver the goods.
One, I don't think you can compare Crosby to Malkin. I think Malkin's had...
I'm just saying their friendship, like how close they are as
Chris
friends.
Chris is saying if Malkin's not here,
that's
why
like
would Sid want to keep playing
like
for the Penguins?
One of the tethers that might keep him here that he loves it so much is because he's played with the guy for 20 years. That's what I mean.
Well, I think retiring and getting traded is completely different too. Because when you get traded, it means like that. I feel it's a lot harder for you to understand. Like, think of your buddy. If your buddy got traded or if you retired, it's easier to understand that he retired, you don't want to play anymore, and he couldn't, than the team got rid of him. And I think you can talk to anyone in the NHL. If a team doesn't want you and they're looking to trade for you, I don't think you're ever not going to waive your no-trade clause. Like, there's not a worse feeling than when the owners of your company or the business you run are looking to get rid of you. I think
TK,
guys
let's get out on this question. If the Penguins are, I don't know, I'll say 15 points out of a playoff spot at the trade deadline, do you think it's 100% that Sidney Crosby doesn't get traded?
No. I think with what he said, I think things have changed a little bit with just his agent saying that. I do think if they are that bad, there might be something there. I'm not saying Sid would do it or, you know, but when your agent does come out, and obviously Sid's read this, like, I think there might be something there. Boys, there's nothing worse than being on a losing team in the NHL. Like, every day is hard to come to the rink. Like, I played for the Islanders. I played for New Jersey at the end of my career. Like, and we are out by March. Like, it sucks going to the rink. Like, teams play their backup goalie. You know, it's just not a great feeling. And I was like a third line plug. Imagine being one of the best players to ever play and they're dressing their backup goaltender. It's got to take a shot at Sid a little bit. And now, with his agent saying that, if they are that far out, I think his agent is calling Kyle Dubas and saying, hey, what are we doing here? Because I can't let my player live in misery not having a good team. I need to know your plan. I need to know all that stuff. So do I think it might happen? You know, with him saying that, it does put a little doubt in my mind that Sidney Crosby might not be a Penguin for his whole career with his agent coming out and saying that.
TK, thanks a ton. We'll watch and listen to you tomorrow with Joe. Thank you.
Thanks, boys.
There you go, Tyler Kennedy. Well, we got somewhere at the end there, man. He honestly thinks if they're out of it, the agent could put pressure on the Penguins to trade him, and he would be, what, that's March of next year?
So I don't know. Are you a little bit surprised at TK's analysis that he thinks the agent, I know they've been together as agent and player for a long time, just said it of his own volition, man. Like, cause they were explosive enough comments that I would think you'd want to run it by Sid and be like, hey man, I know we've kind of like kicked stuff around maybe about hypotheticals.
Yeah.
Do you mind if I go public and say some of this stuff that might put a little pressure on the Penguins? Sid is a smart dude.
Sure.
Who is unbelievably good at managing his image in every way.
Yeah.
I have a hard time believing Pat Brisson would just go rogue and say some stuff like this. Because everything Sid's ever said is, oh yeah, I loved Montreal growing up,
this
but
is splitting,
I have no desire to go there.
This is splitting hairs a little bit, but I do think there's a difference between Sid and Pat Brisson hatched this plan where he was going to say these things, and they picked a reporter because they wanted it to get out there, versus Crosby and his agent have had conversations about this, and the reporter just picked the right time to randomly ask the question, mm-hmm. and he got an honest answer from the agent. But make no mistake, like, the agent, his chief obligation and duty is to make Sidney Crosby happy. They've worked together for 20 years. He would not say this if he knew it was going to alienate Tickoff and Pivov.
Yeah, why would you risk There's a relationship no where if you said this and he got so mad he might like can you as his agent, why would you do that?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.